Now we come here to the last study in the book of Esther. We saw that God, by His providence, had so overruled that when a decree went out for His people to be exterminated, that God was overruling and was moving a girl and her stepfather by His providence. They were out of His will, but He was moving because He's going to accomplish His purpose. And standeth God in the shadows, keeping watch over His own. So when that moment came, God had her on the throne so she could step in at that time. And there was no man to stand in the gap. Well, there wasn't a man here to stand in the gap, but there was a woman, Queen Esther. Thank God for her. And she doesn't look very good the way she's presented at the beginning. And when I say good, I don't mean that she wasn't beautiful, because she was. She won the first great world beauty contest. She was Miss Universe back when they didn't have a Miss Universe. She becomes queen of one of the great world kingdoms, in fact, the second great world kingdom. And so this girl is there at the proper time, and Mordecai was right. Who knows but what she'd come to the kingdom for such a time as this? And she had. Why? Because of God's providence. God was overruling. And now a decree went out that these people can believe the king. And when they believed the king, why, there was salvation for them. And Queen Esther was the one that had the scepter of grace extended to her. We have a wonderful Savior today. And today the throne of God is not a throne of judgment. It's a throne of grace. God doesn't want to hurt you. He's got His arms outstretched to a lost world. And God is not wanting to hit anybody over the head. God is saying, come. But you'll have to come my way. You'll have to believe me. There's no salvation apart from that. But suppose some Israelite and said, well, I don't believe that decree that's come out from the king. I don't think he could be that good. I don't think that he'd do that. I'm going to protect myself, and I'm just going to make me a little Maginot line, and I'll hide back of it, and I'll make me a fortress, and I'll defend myself. And my friend, it was death for him, because he should have believed the decree that came out, and the decrees come out from God. And that decree that's come out from God today is, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. This is the decree that's come out today from a wonderful God, and it's come out actually to a lost world. And what a wonderful decree it is. Now, will you notice, they had to have faith in this new message. And fact today is, this new message that's come out from God, that's the gospel. Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures. He was buried and rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. And that men and women are saved by faith, and not by the works of the law. And to as many as would receive Him, to them gave He the right to become the sons of God, even to those that don't do any more nor less than just believe on Him. Be it known unto you, Peter says, that through this man is preached remission of sins. Now that was the message that's come out to us today. Now the fact of the matter is that these people, if they didn't believe it, there was no hope for them at all. Now today, you may break some bad habits. You may forsake evil. You may go to church. You may be baptized. You can take part in the Lord's Supper. And you can still be miserable. The only way in the world, friends, is to come to the message that is God's Word and believe it. And when you believe it, there's salvation. Now, these people, they had joy, we were told. Why? They just believed that message that had come out. And so what takes place is this wonderful time of deliverance. Now, this is the setting up of this great feast that is known as the Feast of Purim. We know very little about it, to tell the truth. It's not mentioned in the New Testament at all. Actually, there's no reference to it at all. And it is a feast that the Jews celebrate today. They attach as much importance to it as they do the Passover. They today recognize that this speaks of a great deliverance for them. And a feast day was instituted for them. It's called the Feast of Purim. And it comes from the Persian word pur, which means lot. And as the scripture says in Proverbs 16:33, the lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. You see, it was on this day when the lot was cast that these people were delivered. Was that by chance? Oh, no. That was by the providence of God. God overruling.